Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM. Talkspace.com/boom. B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Stafford checks his protection. He'll work out of the gun. Play clock at three. Matthews got it back. Sets, looks, throws. He's got Golden Tate. Makes the catch. Inside the 15. Inside the 10. And he's breaking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions.
Courtesy of WJR Radio, Lions Radio Network, there's the call. Dan Miller with the game-winning call in overtime. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Lion fans, welcome into Locked On Lions. The Lions are 5-4. The Lions went into Minnesota today and knocked off the Vikings 22-16. They've done it. The Lions head into the bye week. They'll be no worse than a half game out of first place. First place, Blake. First place in the NFC North. As we welcome you in on November the 6th, Sunday edition of Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you. Excuse my voice. Audioboom.com, iTunes as well. Thanks for listening. This is stunning. Now, is it stunning that the Minnesota Vikings lost? No, they're not very good. And when they were 5-0, I'll be the first to admit, I went class of the division, class of the NFC. Look at this Vikings team. Oh boy, they are something special. They're very good. Their defense is number one in the league. Their offense is brutal. It's brutal. And they can't run the ball. And Sam Bradford had to throw 40 times today just to get 273 yards. Although he had a decent day. But Minnesota handed this game to the Lions. They did, whether Lion fans, you want to admit it or not. Whether it's you and I, we've been targeting here on Locked On Lions, the late night listener and the listener heading to work tomorrow here on Monday, November 7th, if you're listening driving to work right now. And I know what you're thinking. Well, here's Matt Derry being negative. No, not at all. But the Vikings handed you this game. Missed extra point. Blocked field goal. Terrible play calling at times, not taking points when they were there and trying to constantly fourth and ones where the Lions were stout, not using the tight end enough with Kyle Rudolph, which I thought was a mistake that the Vikings made. Kyle Rudolph today had one catch. Rhett Ellison had one catch. There are two tight ends. Didn't get that at all. The Cordarrelle Patterson dropping the ball in the back of the end zone. There were plenty of opportunities for Minnesota to win this game, and the Lions took it. And say what you want about this team, and we'll read some of your tweets at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Say what you want about Jim Caldwell. But today, the Caldwell-led Lions went on the road in the division and knocked off the first place Minnesota Vikings, and they head into the bye at 5-4. That's impressive. All right, not the prettiest of games, certainly. All right, not, 10-6 at the half or 10-3 at the half. This was not a beaut by any stretch of the imagination. But the Lions won the battle in the trenches, which you never thought in a million years they would do against Minnesota, who's been strong. That front four, and at times they send 6-7 guys to the quarterback, and the Lions kept Matthew Stafford upright for most of the day. They gave up just one sack. The Lions' offensive line gave up. They got the team to a 97-yard rushing day, which was nice. Theo Riddick had that big 48-yard run or 42-yard run at the start of the game and averaged 5 yards per carry. They kept Stafford upright. Golden Tate caught 11 balls. Eric Ebron had a career day with 92 yards receiving. The Lions had one bad pick, one bad turnover with Stafford. Really the first turnover or interception he's had in, what, 3-4 games? And they win on the road. 22-16. Dan Miller with that call at the start. Golden Tate tightroping down the sidelines. I don't know what he was thinking. Deciding to do a flip into the end zone. Imagine if that ball would have gotten lodged out. And that would have been a touchback or something for the Vikings. You guys would have run Golden Tate out of town. But instead, this team showed a lot of balls today. A lot of stones. And the defense coming up big. Kerry Hyder's got 6 sacks on the year. Nobody knew who this guy. This guy was the last guy to make the team. Tahir Whitehead was all over the place today with 12 tackles. Played well. Josh Bynes, a big part of that 4th-and-1 stop. This was something else. Matt Prater, what can you say about him? 58-yard field goal to send the game to overtime. And again, it all comes down to the quarterback. The man that's making the most money. The man who's going to be making the most money maybe in the NFL next year. Matthew Stafford. 23 seconds left. You got to go 75 yards without any timeouts and a 16-13 deficit at the end of the game. And here's Stafford hitting Golden Tate on the sideline. Quick gainer. Andre Roberts over the middle down to the 40, runs the team up to the line, spikes the football, and then Prater hits the field goal. And then in overtime, how about Stafford making some plays with his legs? How about Stafford converting on, three third down plays, including the touchdown catch? The play calling by Jim Bob Cooter to get the football in Eric Ebron's hands in overtime on that little slant, kind of a pick play. There's something happening here. I'm not ready to call this team some contender by any means. But they're in this thing. And they're in it with Ziggy Ansah, their best defensive player, on one leg. And he was much better today. And he might not show up on the stat sheet, but he caused some disruptions today. They're arguably their second best defensive player. DeAndre Levy has been out and seemingly never plays. He writes more. He seems to have that column going for the Freep, but he never gets on the field. Again today, they played without Darius Slay, and you just saw the Vikings picking on Johnson Badamosi time and time again with Stephon Diggs. Diggs caught 13 passes today, but the Lions kept him out of the end zone. And the defense fought today. Fought. How they won this game, I don't know. But they did, and what a win for the Lions today as they knock out the Vikings 22-16. The Detroit Lions, through 9 games, are 5-4, and just went into Minnesota and U.S. Bank Stadium where the Vikings were undefeated at 3-0 and won a football game. And at the time of this recording, Indy's handling Green Bay at Green Bay. The Lions are in this, not just to make the playoffs, but to win the division. They've got their next 3 division games all at home. They got the Bears at home, the Packers at home, the Vikings Thanksgiving Day, at home. What on earth is going on? How about the Jim Caldwell fist pump? The fist pump a la Jim Schwartz after the Prater field goal. What a crazy game today. The Lions survive. Defense stepped up and made plays. We know the Vikings offense isn't very good, but you know what? How many times did they need to get a stop and the defense got it? I know at the end of the game they didn't get it, and the Vikings, to their credit, Pat Shurmur with a great play call there on the Rhett Ellison like tight end jet sweep, got them into the end zone, but the Lions dodged bullets, man, and made this happen today. That's as good a win as I can remember in a while. And I know last year they went into Green Bay and knocked off the Packers at Lambeau, and that was a gritty win. But again, that game didn't have the significance that today's game has. The Lions are in the thick of things in the division. They're right there to win the division. They upend the Vikings Thanksgiving Day at home. Who says they can't win this division? And I understand that the schedule's not going to get any easier. They've got to go to Dallas. They've got to go to New Orleans. They've got to go to New York to play the Giants. I know all that. But the home games, or the division games they have remaining, are all at home. Crazy, crazy day today in Minnesota. Incredible. Some of your thoughts coming in at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Actually, before I get to your tweets, let me do this. I want to remind you, Dan Feldman does a great job on Locked On Pistons. Join us on the Locked On Podcast Network, folks. We're the largest growing sports podcast network in the country. Podcasts for all your NFL teams, all your NBA teams, including my guy, Dan Feldman, who's does a great job on Locked On Pistons. Pistons playing well. I've run off, four straight at home? Dan's got everything Pistons related on Locked On Pistons right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, I promised some of your tweets coming in at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and what was a crazy game. Crazy game today here in Minnesota. It made absolutely no sense, but the Lions got it done. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And when you think about it, it just, you know, it makes you think, why didn't this team do this against Tennessee? Why does this team always have to come from behind to win? And I guess the reason is that the team isn't that talented. They're trotting out a special teamer as one of their starting corners. They don't have Slay. They have a young offensive line. They don't have Levy. They have a young defensive line. But they're doing this with their quarterback. Matthew Stafford just doesn't want to be denied right now. And as Heart of a Lions fan wrote to me on Twitter, I've loved Stafford since day one. Freddie the Pizza Man made this up last year when he was unpopular in this town. Now everybody loves him. SOL, the new SOL is Stafford, our leader. What can you say about what he's done? He just continues. This is his 25th led comeback win. And again, another one on the road against an above 500 team. As far as Jim Caldwell's fist pump, Benjamin Hyde tweets in, better than his normal reaction, I guess. Todd Johnston says today was a Madden-style score. Billy Hoyle, Caldwell coaching with emotion when you're hashtag coaching for your job, but Martha loves me. Paul Caverly says today was it's just so Lions. Plymouth Jim, Stafford could have put this game away with a drive, now hanging on. He needs to put a stake in an opponent, and he did just that. Yes, he did. He did. And this team, while the Vikings helped them in a big way today, this team continues to scratch and claw, and it was mind-boggling that they won this game. David Reese writes in, Dwayne Washington greater than Theo Riddick in a physical game like this. I'll tell you one thing. If Dwayne Washington can stay healthy, that's a nice change of pace back that the Lions have. 10 carries today for 26 yards. There was that one run, the 8-yard run he had earlier in the game where he was just carrying guys on his back. Look, the Lions can play better. And I know they won in overtime today, 22-16. Excuse me. I know how good you guys are feeling today. As a Lions fan headed to work on Monday, man, that feels good. And I'm very aware, and you guys know I've been mentioning this on the podcast, this league is wide open. It's parity riddled. A lot of these teams aren't very good. Heck, the Lions may end up being 7-9, 8-8, not very good. But for right now, nobody thought they'd go into Minnesota and win today. And they just kept making plays. I mean, Mike Zimmer, I'm stunned. The Vikings coach is terrific. I love Zimmer. But how many times are you going to go for it on fourth and short and not make it? Leaving points on the board. And this team plays hard, and they're in every game. First nine games are all, below 7 points or less. But what can you say about what Stafford has done to make Golden Tate elevate his game as of late? Eric Ebron's gotten better. Anquan Boldin with a resurgence in his career. If I would have told you the start of the day that Theo Riddick and Marvin Jones would combine for two catches for 11 yards, You would have told me the Lions had no chance to win. Yet they win the football game. And they took care of the football today. And they didn't make stupid mistakes. Six penalties on the day for the Lions. Six. That's it. Lions won the game in the trenches. I never, ever would have assumed that against Minnesota. No way. The Vikings are, we know their offensive line isn't very good. I think the Lions could have gotten more pressure on Sam Bradford. But the Lions win the penalty game today. Six penalties for the Lions, just eight for the Vikings. Stafford had the one turnover. Lions won the ground game today. Wow. Just wow. Lions win 22-16 in overtime. We'll do a lot more tomorrow right here on Locked On Lions. This is just a quick recap of the Sunday recap, and stunning to me. Stunned. It's just stunning. Because you just thought going in, was Minnesota really going to lose three games in a row? Were they really going to come home and not get well? Would the Lions be able to score enough points? Those last two drives by Stafford were just magical. And we know about Dallas and what they're doing in the East at 7-1. They went into the Cleveland today and whooped up on the Browns. Atlanta's playing very well with Matt Ryan. But boy, you look at the standings. If Green Bay were to lose and the Lions leapfrogged the Packers into second place and they'd only be a half game back of the Vikings and Jacksonville coming in 2 weeks, Lions are in good shape. It's crazy to think. But they're somehow finding a way to win. And first and foremost, Matthew Stafford. And I'll tell you, today the special teams helped win them that game with the block kick, Prater's field goals today, Sam Martin doing a nice job punting, and they covered kickoffs very well today. Both Patterson and Sherrills can fly, and the Lions didn't allow any big plays by the Vikings on special teams. That'll do it for another edition of Locked On Lions, the Sunday version, 11-6 into 11-7. What a win for the Leos. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.